America Weekend.
And we are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is America Weekend, the Envision Radio Network. You know, Roland, as we noted earlier, and we're having some fun with my and comments with reference to my trip to Europe, I had an opportunity to talk to a number of leaders who were available to made themselves available to us in Rome and in Paris. And the economic picture, as they were describing it, linchpins on two countries in the world, according to them, Germany and the United States. Germany because of its power in Europe, and the United States because that's where all the money has moved to. And they made their point very, very clear. They understand the machinations of what they call zero growth, which is creating a deflationary situation in Europe itself, and deflationary economies. And deflationary economies essentially means there is no, there's flat growth across the board. However, what has begun to emerge from all of this, and this is because of the recession of 2008, which everyone pretty much agrees now was started in the United States, though not exclusive to the United States. And they understand that. But the benefits of that right now are showing countries like Greece, Bulgaria, Poland, Norway, how it should be done, how they should can revamp their economies, how they can move forward in the, what they now call in Europe the 21st century economy.
Well, you know, Janet Yellen just the other day said that it's flat growth.
Yes,
and
but I'm
she, you know, she would take under advisement whether they're going to raise interest rates, and but she'll do that only if and when she thinks it's necessary.
And it is exactly the situation. She may have been speaking to the Europeans, because that's exactly where they are right now. But it, what it is, has done is it's allowed these the economic picture over there to revise itself. And, you know, people, and I've listened to a lot of commentators over the course of the last couple of weeks, particularly before I left for Europe, and they're all talking about the problems with zero growth, and that we're not getting it. The federal banks of each country are too involved in the economies, and they're blaming the Obama administration, and they go on and on and on and on. And When you're in Europe and there's a clearer picture, a much more hands-on picture, they are very economically attuned in Europe. You know, we may do all of the peripheral news. They do economic news to a point, and they're all about it, okay, and politics. The Europeans are very big, and they understand that their countries are not growing, but they see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, but you've got over there, you have separate autonomous countries so closely knit together where their economies are inextricably tied.
Without question.
And we don't really have that.
No,
here.
We don't.
I mean, we're tied to Canada.
And Mexico.
We're tied to Mexico, at least on borders, and certainly in a global economy where we are tied to trade with Europe, certainly with Japan, with a lot of Asia, China these days.
Without question.
You know.
But the Europeans understand that. They understand the problem that they and they've said to me, and it was interesting how they put it, essentially Putin, the Russian leader, is their problem. Not our problem. They kept saying he's our problem. And I said, but if he stops sending gas into Europe, you've got a major problem here. And that's why they're building in Poland now these huge liquefied gas storage tanks for American liquefied gas. That process has already begun. And there are three American companies over there building them. All right. Because they see that this may not go well with Russia in the long run. But they're aware of that. Even these young women, men that I was talking to, they're 16, 17. They're aware of that. You see, they're attuned to the situation at a very young age because it affects them. They pay anywhere between $4 and $6 for a gallon of gas. Can you imagine $6 a gallon of gas here in America?
Well, we thought that was going to happen not too long ago. But now
look where we are.
Yeah,
you see, but
well,
I can just imagine $6 for gas.
That will change.
That will change. I guess I agree. It will. Anyway, we're gonna go into our segment. This is becoming our economic window, if you will. Last week we ran a segment with the Wide World of Stock with Damon Roberts, and it was so well received, and others have asked for it. So we're going to reprise that this week. It's in the biotech area, a very important, well-defined area in our economic sphere, which, by the way, and I did discuss this with some Europeans, is leading the world without question. So let's take another listen to Damon Roberts, Wide World of Stock.
All right, Roland, Carl, thank you very much, guys. Folks, welcome to another Wide World of Stocks Business Update, brought to you this week by Cellular Biomedicine Group, symbol CBMG. You can visit them on the web at cellbiomedgroup.com. And joining me on the show today is the Wide World of Stocks biotech analyst, and that's Mr. John McCammett. John is the editor and publisher of bioinvest.com's medical technology stock letter, and he's been a professional biotech investor for more than 25 years. And John, welcome back to the show. You know, last week we spoke a little bit about biotech and it being so hot in 2015, but I want to start off this week by asking you, it seems like the relationship between the FDA and these biotech companies has never been better. Is that the case?
It is, and it comes from both sides. A maturing industry, also you get good regulatory partners that can, you know, that's why we partner with some of the smaller companies. They need to have some of that experience when they interact with an agency like the FDA.
Seems like smaller cap biotechs that are trying to obviously grow and become maybe acquisition targets. It seems like now, where before you had to be maybe in a phase two, phase three for a major to look at you, it seems now that the majors are struggling to have things in their pipeline and that they're actually starting to look at these smaller companies much earlier, some even preclinical data, animal study data, efficacy data. They're starting to take an interest in some of these companies much earlier than we would remember them. Is that the case?
It certainly is. Maybe there's two ways to look at that. One way we could tie back to the FDA, and if they're working faster with a cancer company and a life-threatening disease, and I got good phase 1-2 data that I really see that this drug might work, well, I know that drug could be in the market in 2 years as opposed to maybe 5 years before. So that really allows you to change your models, your revenues, but getting to the market and beating competition, all of those are very, very important.
All right, so let's talk recent topical news right now. There's been a lot of news. Sales have been awesome. With Gilead's HCV drug breaking records. Tell me about that and some other companies that you're watching as we go into 2015.
Well, if nothing else, 2000 was the year of Gilead and the HCV drug, which basically cures a large portion of HCV patients. It sold over $3 billion in its first quarter on the market, the biggest quarter, first quarter ever for a drug in history. So, but then right after that, in March, April timeframe, we had some politicians making comments about the high price of the drug, which is controversial, but what's really controversial is they're curing the disease, and we have to factor in how much a cure is worth as opposed to paying the same amount of dollars every year for this drug for a long period of time. And then just a few weeks ago, we had a Gilead competitor get approved, AbbVie, and we had basically a 5 to 10% correction in the group in 2 days as everyone decided no one was going to be able to price new drugs at a premium. Well, there's a little bit of competition here, and Gilead's already negotiated some things with this company, CVS, already. So we don't think price pressures are going to be the downfall of biotech, particularly with the new drugs that can show real benefits. They will always be able to command a premium pricing, Damien.
All right, John, thank you very much. You can, of course, check John on the web at bioinvest.com. You can subscribe to his newsletter there as well. And you can check us out, of course, at www.wideworldofstocks.com. Carl and Roland, exciting stuff in biotech, health, and wealth. We'll be following it all month long right here on Wide World of Stocks. Guys, back to you.
Very interesting. And we played that one again because we got a lot of interest for it. This whole biotech area, Roland, and the conversations while I was over in Europe, another big sector, an area of tremendous growth in Europe right now.
Well, you know, not too long ago on one of our programs of Smith Sabatino, we had this very interesting fellow talking about microbial copper.
Yes, I remember that.
I mean, we got a lot of reaction.
A lot of reaction to that. And that's the kind of, as they've all said, and this is where this entire area is growing tremendously, the world is not getting bigger. It's what's happening smaller. It's in our genes. It's in the micro tech area. And that's the inside the biotech sphere. It's the micro tech development and research area, which is the microbes, the tiniest unseen by the human eye. Fascinating stuff. They're all into that right now.
This next decade is probably going to be the decade of nanotechnology.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, a friend of mine's called it the decade of the small. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
the
that
decade
is, yeah.
of the small. Because it's what's happening at that level, at the micron level, that's will be affecting our future. We always think of it as an IT or a high-tech area. The small micro area is really the future.
So this would be a trickle-up technology
yes.
rather than trickle-down economics.
Interesting way of putting it. Trickle up, yes. And they see it that way. But this is the fastest growing segment of high tech in the United States by far, by 42% above every other developing area in the high tech area.
Well, you look at the advent of new technology in the computer industry.
Correct.
I mean, just what we get down the line in our home computers is nothing compared to what they've got up top.
Absolutely nothing, and there's more coming, and it's fascinating. I find it, and this segment is gaining momentum, so we're going to stay with this, and I like it. Why World of Stock with Damon Roberts, giving us some very good stuff. And it's keeping us, as they say, on our toes. What do you think?
I think that maybe we ought to close this particular hour off.
Okay.
And we have some interest. We have one of the sons of the Three Stooges coming up.
Fascinating. Only Roland Smith could bring that. I'm Carl Sabatino Smith. Sabatino, we're back.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.